back to a brand new show, part of the Hallmarkies Podcast Network, called Once Upon an Upside, where myself, Amy, and the wonderful and lovely Amber.
Stop.
We cover all things that are made on Up TV. So, yeah. Amber, do you want to explain a little bit about why we decided to do this?
So really, as you know, the podcast is expanding, and Up TV has now started to announce that they're going to be premiering movies on their channel once a week. We just thought, let's dedicate some time to Up TV. They were my favorite this past Christmas season. I love all the work that they're doing. I think that their programming schedule is brilliant. And, you know, I just wanted to have some Amy and Amber time.
Yeah. And don't worry, this isn't going to be completely void of the other girls. Like, at some point, once we get the hang of this, we'll let them come.
Maybe, if they're nice.
Okay. So I'm just going to, before we jump into this, I'm just going to explain how this is going to work a little bit. We are going to release these as bonus episodes on the Hallmarkies podcast. So don't worry, you guys will still get in your Hallmarkies podcast feed Up TV reviews. But basically, we're going to review each movie in small segments. And then once we have 4 or 5 of those small segments that we're uploading on our YouTube channel, which is called Once Upon an Upside, we're going to put them all together as a video podcast, put on the Hallmarkies podcast YouTube channel, as well as to put as a bonus episode out on the Hallmarkies podcast's normal podcast feed. So yeah, don't worry, you guys are going to keep getting Up reviews.
Yeah, so you'll be able to get them in big, long portions in one big clump, or in little bite-sized portions, if that's how you'd rather.
Yeah, so however you'd like, but we really wanted to kind of focus on doing more video aspect on these Up TV ones. I have a background in video, so it makes me happy to be able to edit some videos.
And I'm a narcissist, so I really like seeing my face.
That too. No. But we're starting out with our first episode today. We are going to talk about the January premieres coming to Up TV, and there is 4 premieres, and we're excited to just jump right into it and get started. So, Amber, do you want to start off with the first movie?
Yeah. So these are movies that are premiering on Up TV. They have been previously released on Pixel, but like, who has Pixel?
Anyone who is friendly. That's about it.
I have to say though, I like this because I feel like they're picking the best movies.
Yeah.
It's like having a very good, like, what are the people who choose wine for you? A sommelier. It's like having a made-for-TV sommelier pick the best movies for you to watch. So the first one is premiering on Sunday, January 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and it is called Wedding Do-Over. And this movie originally aired in 2018 on Pixel, but brand new to Up TV, my favorite channel, it's coming January 5th. And it stars Nicole Gale Anderson, Parker Young, Alicia Wainwright, Stephen Coletti, and Maria Canals Barrera. And in it, Wedding Plenty. And in the movie, wedding planner Abby specializes in fixing weddings that went wrong. But when she's forced to work with her ex-fiance, she begins to question whether their relationship was the disaster she remembers.
Ooh.
All right. And you know I love a good ex-fiance storyline.
Yeah.
That's even better than an ex-boyfriend storyline.
Ex-fiance? It's more serious.
Yeah. Because you know how they say in like relationships, you can never go back, right? You can never like decelerate your relationship. You either have to stay the same or go up. Know that they're going to get married when they get back together. There's no wiggle room there.
Exactly. And can we just talk about this cast?
Okay.
The main girl, I think I recall her from a TV show I used to watch as a kid. Do you know what I'm talking about, Amber?
Well, she was on Jonas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was Macy on Jonas. I have never seen her in anything else besides that.
So. You think I didn't know Jonas?
Well, no, I thought you were going to, like, come out with this big, large, like, she dated a Jonas brother or something. I don't know.
Rumors.
I know. In the TV show, she dated a Jonas brother.
Well, it's a good, you know, Jonas is great, and it was the best, and anyone who's involved with Jonas is the greatest. Mm-hmm. in particular the Jonas Brothers. but yeah, so obviously I'm super excited about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so good. You're excited about this.
I'm really excited about this one. I also enjoy the fake, or not the fake fiance, the ex-fiance, like, oopsies. And I also really enjoyed the trailer. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it, but I think it's going to be really, really fun because she's a wedding planner trying to fix her own wedding, and it looks like it's going to be a funny one. Since this is a preview special that we're doing here, and we're not always going to do preview for all the movies, but because it is a preview special, we do have to decide, Amber, what is our ridiculous ranking scale going to be for the Up TV movies?
Well, in the past, I would give it clouds, but I don't think that's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun, but it's, like, not super fun.
I think that would be, like, a final rating, though, because we need to come up with a scale.
Right, a preview scale.
A preview scale. Maybe we should have done this before recording, but I feel like it's more interesting if we come up with it live. should we do balloons?
We could do balloons. But, like, the fun thing about the preview scales is they're not necessarily, like, six balloons. They're, like...
that's true. They're, like, different, you know, like, the different drinks we did for Winterfest 1 year.
Yeah.
But this is,
what's your favorite candy?
Goodness. Chocolate?
If we make Snickers the highest, mm-hmm. then Milky Way, then Three Musketeers,
mm-hmm.
and then...
like a Take Five or something, that's kind of...
Well, because those are, those, so, like, because a Milky Way is a Three Musketeers with caramel. Mm-hmm. And a Snickers is a Milky Way with peanuts.
True.
So it's building.
So what, do we just need a wafer for the bottom? Or?
for the bottom, we can just have a plain chocolate.
Just a chocolate. So for our Up TV ranking preview scale, we're going to have at the bottom a chocolate bar, then a Three Musketeers, then a Milky Way, and then a Snickers. So we're building on the chocolate goodness for our Up TV preview special.
Yeah, because everything on Up TV makes you happy, just like chocolate.
Exactly. And you got to build on that chocolate. The more accessories you put on the chocolate, the better. Accessories, I don't know if that's the right word, but
I like to accessorize my chocolate.
I do too. All right, so for wedding do-over, which level of accessory chocolate are you going to go for?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do like a Milky Way. Mm-hmm. So because I am super excited, but ex-fiance is not necessarily like ex-boyfriend, ex-whatever. It's not necessarily my favorite kind of storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I do like weddings. I do think that stuff's fun. So it's still pretty high. I mean, right? Milky Way's high.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Milky Way.
Okay. I'm going to give it a Three Musketeers because I'm optimistic about it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm unsure. Because I like the cast, I like the idea, but I'm still unsure about how it's going to be executed. So I'm going to give it a Three Musketeers, an optimistic Three Musketeers.
Okay. I mean, it may be getting a Jonas boost from me, but...
yeah, that's true. All right.
We'd like to take a second from our episode to thank our sponsor for this episode. It's the good folks over at Care Of. And at Care Of, they deliver vitamins and other health products right to your door, and you can have a subscription or you can just order individually. And what they do is you go onto their site at takecareof.com and you can take a quiz that helps you to refine what your particular vitamin needs are. And Amy, you have taken this quiz, you have used the Care Of product. What do you think?
Well, the quiz, for one, it's simple, it's easy. They're really basic, easy questions to answer that'll help you get the vitamins that are suited for you, which is really nice. And also, these vitamins do come in individual daily packaging, mm-hmm. which is just so helpful, especially for someone, you know, I'm a college student, I can easily pick the package up, stick it in my purse, take it on the go, and I have that individual packaging that is for each day, which is really, really nice to have.
Yeah, and right now we're starting the new year. Everybody's trying to be healthy, setting those goals. And so this is a really great product that will help you to be able to keep those goals in a very simple way. So it's definitely something to check out. If you go to takecareof.com, you can get 50% off your first order using code HOMEWORKIES50. So definitely check it out. That's takecareof.com. Enter code HOMEWORKIES50.
The second movie that is going to be premiering on Up TV this month, we're in January, is Brimming with Love, coming on Sunday, January 12th. Okay, Allie is writing a column on a local coffee shop owner named Sam, who is known for his matchmaking abilities. Skeptic Allie agrees to be matched by Sam, but proves to be a challenge. The reason may be that she is actually perfect for the matchmaker. So This stars Kelsey Azabel, Jonathan Kletz, George Newbern, Alexandra Metz, and Barry Corbin. We have another Disney Channel alum and a Hallmark alum. I believe Once Upon a Prince. Jonathan Kletz was in Once Upon a Prince on Hallmark.
Yes, he was.
Kelsey Azbil, I believe she was it Pair of Kings she was on? She was on a Disney Channel show as well.
Yeah, she was on Pair of Kings.
Yeah, she was on Pair of Kings.
Spoiler alert for this podcast, we're going to talk about every Disney Channel relationship. Yeah. Like, if they were on a Disney Channel show, you'll know.
Yeah, we'll make sure you know. So, what do you think about this one, Amber?
I am really excited about this one, honestly. I love matchmaking ones where people are, like, it's ticking all the boxes. Plus, you guys know how much I loved Once Upon a Prince. Is that what it's called? That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved him. Apparently, he was on Rain, which I never watched.
I didn't watch either.
But I loved him in Once Upon a Prince, and I'm excited to see him just as, like, a regular guy, not some sort of royalty.
Same. I agree. I'm so excited to see him in this role because I haven't really seen him in much, and he was so good in Once Upon a Prince. I haven't seen Kelsey act in anything outside of Disney Channel, so I'm excited to see her in this different role. And also, I agree. I love the matchmaking. This synopsis, though, does kind of remind me of one of the Lifetime Christmas movies that just came out, where there was a bit of matchmaking. I can't remember if it was called Matchmaker Christmas or Christmas Matchmaker. ION had one that was the exact same title almost as Lifetime, which I think was hilarious. So I'm unsure about the plot. It seems like something that's been done before, but then again, if there's good writing and the actors are good, it could just blow it out of the park. So I don't know. Amber, what do you think you would rate it on chocolate scale?
Okay, on the chocolate scale, this is getting a full-on Snickers bar.
Ooh! That's high. That's second high. Movie of the year is getting a Snickers so far.
We're very generous with our candy.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna give it a Milky Way because I agree. I'm more excited about this one than the first one. Mm-hmm. And I am optimistic because I like a good matchmaker story every once in a while.
The next one, which is premiering on January 19th at 7 p.m. They're all 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's called Hopeless Romantic, which, come on. And it's stars Krista B. Allen, Brandon Jones, Marta Cross, Jorge Diaz, and French Stewart. And before I tell you the plot, can we just talk about the fact that Krista B. Allen is young Jennifer Garner from 13 Going on 30?
I know. When I Googled her, I was like, this kid, she looks so familiar. And I was like, oh, she was the young girl in 13 Going on 30. That's so cool.
So, yeah. I mean, it's a big deal. It's super important.
She is. She's a big deal.
So, anyway, back to the plot of the movie. In this, enlisting the help of his friend Liz, Matt tries using classic romantic comedy movies as a model to win back his ex-girlfriend, only to find he might be wooing the wrong girl.
Ooh, I don't know about this.
You don't know about this?
I don't know.
What are you, okay, you
It go. Depends what romantic comedy movies he's using. It all depends.
Like what? What, like, what would make you go,
I don't know, like, I don't know, it has an option to be super, super cheesy, but also, I enjoy the cheese.
This is the thing, because these are, like, what Hallmark movies used to be before they took themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
It'll be amusing.
That's true. Like, I just don't know who the main guy is. I have no idea.
Brandon Jones. Yeah. He's been in a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah, I looked him up and it said like he was a guest star in Pretty Little Liars and stuff. So I'm not sure. I don't know.
I recognize him from when he was on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay.
And I think he's got the chops to make it amusing.
Okay, that's good.
I hope that that's what happens.
I'm very optimistic about this one, but I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be, my like reserve is if it's going to actually be like using classic romantic comedies, or if because they like don't have the rights to them, it's going to be like fake, kind of close to romantic comedies we know of type of thing.
Well, you know how, I think it'll probably be similar in execution to how the Christmas movie Christmas just was,
yeah,
where they have their own fake romantic movies,
which would be great.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you what I'm giving it, and then you go ahead and tell me what you're giving it. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna actually go ahead and give this a Milky Way Midnight, which I prefer over regular Milky Way. So it's just like slightly above regular Milky Way, but not quite a Snickers, because I just am. I'm excited about this. I like, there's a high potential for comedy, and I think they're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it a Three Musketeers. I'm optimistic, but I'm unsure if I'm gonna like it or not. I'm hopeful though.
I have faith in the movie. We'll see who's right.
We'll see. I guess so. Is this going to become a competition show?
That would be amazing.
Who gets it right? Is it good? Is it bad?
And then the thing is, if it's one that I like, I'll be like, well, I loved it, so I was right. So we can't do that. Never mind. My journalistic integrity won't allow it.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, so the final movie premiere on UpTV this January is on January 26th, and it is called Late Bloomer. It's got a whole great cast here. You know what? I'm going to read the synopsis first before I reveal the cast.
Okay, because the cast is
epic.
Epic.
Like, okay, so botanist Jenny fled her small town and cruel popular high school couple Shane and Allison to track a rare flowers around the globe. Now back, she's shocked to find Shane has become a teacher, and even more surprised when he's determined to make it up to her. Ooh, okay, botany, exciting. But this has an insane cast, okay? We've got Italia Ricci. What? Nathan Parsons. Oh my goodness.
I need to freak out about Italia Ricci.
Okay.
She is incredible.
I know.
How she has not become, like, the highest paid actress in the land is beyond me, because she's amazing.
Exactly. She's crazy. And she's
awesome. A little cross talk. She's going to be in a new Hallmark movie with Chad Michael Murray.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about. But this is the one. Because it has Nathan Parsons, who is...
Which, he is the alien to my heart, no, on Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, he's the new Roswell.
Oh, Yes. Love him so much.
Did you ever, side note, did you ever watch the old Roswell?
No, it came out when I was like 2.
That doesn't, I mean, I watched movies from the 40s. I wasn't alive then.
I know, but it's not something my parents were into, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I recommend.
Just all right.
For the record. Anyway, so yeah, Nathan Parsons, hello.
Thank you, Up TV. Anyway, next on the list is Madison Pettis.
AKA the tiny little girl from The Game Plan.
Awesome. Also, Corey in the House.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, The Rock is her dad.
True. Like,
I mean, her fake dad. But like,
hello, awesome. And then next we have Derek Krantz. Do you know who that is?
No, but I do know who he is in the show, which is her current boyfriend slash botanist partner.
Okay. So, wrong guy, right guy?
Gotta be the wrong guy.
And then Beth Broderick, who, of course, is from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, correct?
Correct.
There we go. So, this is a star-studded, action-packed cast. I don't know about action. This isn't an action movie, but...
it might be. Who knows?
You never know. Who knows? Maybe they're jumping out of planes. Who knows? I'm kidding. So, Amber, are you looking forward to this? Are you looking forward to the botany?
I am, a ton. So it gets a Snickers. Just straight up Snickers.
Snickers? I agree. I'm going to go with the Snickers as well. Like, this is just my most anticipated up of January.
Does that mean it's a king-size Snickers? Because we got two Snickers?
Yes, it's king-size. It's official. That's it. Like, this is Halloween goals right now.
If this was Halloween, this is the house you'd want to go to because this is a king-size candy bar.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So everyone needs to watch this one on January 26th.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Watch them.
And then, of course, come over to Once Upon a Upside, our YouTube channel, subscribe, watch our reviews. And they'll come out each week.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so would you agree that our most anticipated then is Late Bloomer?
100%.
100%. So that is our most anticipated of this lineup. And they saved the best for last. Up did a good job planning their releases.
Building the hype.
Exactly. So that's a good thing, I believe.
I think Up TV is just doing amazing things.
They are. They're doing awesome things. So that is our little preview show for our Up TV upcoming movies. And we're not going to do previews for every like little slate they do, but we just thought this would be a good way to introduce you guys to what we're going to be doing over on What's Upon an Upside and to let you know how it's going to be incorporated into the Hallmark Feast podcast. But you guys can, like Amber said, look forward to our little reviews of each movie each week. And then for a big mega review combination thing at the end of the month on the Hallmark's podcast. So yeah.
Easy peasy, rice and beans.
Exactly. Okay, so to follow Once Upon an Upside, you can go ahead on YouTube and just subscribe to Once Upon an Upside. We also do have a Twitter. There's nothing on it right now, but in the future we may live tweet Up TV movies or do other fun things on there relating to Up TV, and our at for that is OUA Upside. So that is on Twitter. And you can, of course, go subscribe to the Hallmarkies podcast, follow them all over social media, Hallmarkies Pod. And if you are listening to this when it goes up, which I believe it will be the first week of January when this will be going up, make sure to, in the description will be the link to the Hallmarkies Podcast Awards. Go ahead and vote for that. That'll be open until January 10th so that you can get your voice heard when voting for your favorite Hallmark-related things of 2019. All right, guys, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
For more information from Amy and Amber, go on over to Amy's Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube at It's Amy Craig, and follow Amber on Twitter at Amber Brainwaves. Thank you for listening to our first episode of Once Upon an Upside. Bye, guys.